With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An act of self-defense, that's how Homeland Security describes the latest ICE-involved shooting in Minneapolis. Authorities say a Venezuelan national and a couple of others attacked a federal agent with a shovel and a broomstick. The shovel-wielding man was shot in the leg. The confrontation further enraged protesters. The State Department will suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of 75 countries. Their nationals are considered likely to require public assistance while living in the U.S.
State officials say they instructed consular officers to halt immigrant visa applications from the countries affected. Officials say they did this in accordance with a broader order issued in November that tightened rules around potential immigrants who might become public charges in the U.S. But the suspension won't apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. The suspension of visas begins January 21st.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Iranian human rights monitors say the crackdown on anti-regime protests in Iran has claimed at least 2,600 lives. President Trump says the deadly bloodshed may finally be coming to an end.
We've been told that the killing in Iran is stopping, and it's stopped, and it's stopping. And there's no plan for executions or executions.
It now appears the president is taking a wait-and-see approach on possible U.S. intervention in Iran. Today, President Trump will welcome Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado to the White House. The Senate, meanwhile, has defeated a resolution that would require Mr. Trump to get congressional approval before targeting the Venezuelan regime again. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 69 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 205. This is SRN News. Rainbow sidewalks are coming to San Antonio.
Last year, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott ordered the removal of LGBT-themed crosswalks across the state, saying that the roads are not a place to promote the LGBT agenda or anything else for that matter. Now lawmakers in San Antonio have set aside $170,000 in taxpayer cash to paint gay pride rainbows on city sidewalks as a way of getting around the governor's order. A legal challenge to the plan has failed to stop it. Michael Harrington reporting.
The FBI says an arson suspect has admitted to targeting a historic Mississippi synagogue this past weekend because it's a Jewish house of worship. Stephen Pittman, who is 19 years old, has been charged with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. Security camera footage at Beth Israel Congregation in Jackson shows a masked and hooded person using a gas can to pour liquid on the floor and a couch in the building's lobby. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security is making it easier for visa-holding religious workers to serve U.S. congregations with less disruption.
DHS announced a change on Wednesday to reduce visa wait times abroad for foreign nationals serving as pastors, priests, nuns, imams, and rabbis. These workers face long backlogs for permanent residency but can enter on temporary R1 visas. The new rule removes the requirement for R1 workers to leave the U.S. for a year after their visa expires. They can now apply to re-enter immediately. The change aims to support religious organizations and minimize disruptions to faith-based communities. Keith Peters, Washington.
If you're a Verizon customer and your phone is still acting up, restart the device. That's the carrier's advice following yesterday's outage that affected tens of thousands of customers. The cause of the outage has not been revealed. More details at srnnews.com.